Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And when I say we're today, what I mean is, yeah, I actually have somebody else on the air with me, because for the first segment, I'm actually going to ask for recovering legal advice. And you're thinking, what the heck is that? Okay, so recovering legal advice is advice you get from somebody who's actually studied the law, but has, through the course of their life, made an informed decision to change the path that they were on and get themselves retired much sooner than they thought. And as a result of that, they kind of wrecked a career that they spent a good portion of their life building and developing because, you know, they got to a place in life where they figured out, this ain't working. And I'm smart enough to know this ain't working. So in 2011, Lee became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and he set to wreck his career. He really did. He set out to wreck that career, and he did it. He did it. He no longer provides legal advice to anyone. But the good news is this. Lee does not forget much of what he learned. So as a result, I asked Lee to come on the show today because I need some recovering legal advice. So Lee, how are you today? And can I ask you a recovering legal advice question?
Yeah, of course. I appreciate that intro, Al. Whenever I need an ego boost, I'm happy to come on the radio with you.
Anytime I feel like I'm too big for my britches, I just bring you on and you pretty much set me straight. So here's the question I have.
Yes,
stewardship.
Sir.
What is stewardship? Why do we care about stewardship when it comes to investing in property?
Well, wow, that's a really great question. And, you know, I don't know the direction. There's multiple directions you can go with that. I guess I'll take one. When I invest in a property and then take on a renter, I want to turn that property around. That's our business model, is to take something that is that can be better managed or has deferred maintenance and turn it around. And then I will steward that property and the residents in that property through my period of ownership. I want to do right by them, and I want to do right by the property, because what mom and pops do is they'll get out there and they'll just stop fixing things. And then they fall into disrepair, and what happens? They have to lower their rent to bring new people in. And I call that the circle of death, or the spiral of death. And I don't want to be in that. I don't want to run things like a mom and pop. And that's not how we teach our members how to run properties either.
Yeah, you know what? That's really good advice. And here's the other thing I need to ask you, Lee. Since you're one of our life changers, since you're one of these guys that didn't have to do this, but decided you would help us out by teaching all of our members how to do investing the correct way, what is it that we can look forward to on the Lifestyles Unlimited calendar? What's coming up?
Yeah, let me tell you real quickly, because we've got a lot coming up. As we typically do, we have a lot of events. We are a national company. And so if you want to check out Lifestyles and learn the five ways that we make money in real estate, if you want to learn the seven principles that we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, and if you want to see how the numbers really work in single family and in multifamily case studies, I want you to do this. I want you to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. We have some free workshops coming up. They are live streamed, okay? And I'll mention two, but there's even more than this. We have one on Tuesday, September 21st at 6:30 p.m. Central. We also have one on Thursday, September 23rd at 9:30 Central. I know we got people on the West Coast where that time works better for them. We also have some case studies coming up, and look forward to a case study out of Central Texas. That's September 23rd next week at 6 p.m. And then in Houston, September 30th, end of the month, also at 6 p.m. And then I just want to mention that if you already know, because you've listened to this radio show, and you know that real estate is of interest to you, and you want to join us on one of our financial freedom seminars, go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Promo code is DEL, D-E-L. And we've got two coming up that I want to mention. We've got a in-person and online version of our two-day. It's a Saturday, Sunday, September 25th and 26th. And that's in Central Texas. And then we have a four-part financial freedom seminar starting Tuesday, October 12th. That is the same two-day, just split up into four different evenings. And that starts October 12th of next month. I'm in the middle of doing a four-part right now. I had part one last night. My throat always gets a little scratchy after I talk for a few hours. But that it really is a great way to take in that information. Do I have time, Al, to tell you about some meetups and other things coming up?
Yeah, go for it.
Awesome. So some of these are limited to Challenge and Preferred members, but we have a meetup. We have groups of Lifestyles members in different cities across the country. And so we have two meetups in person, one in Tampa, that's Saturday, September 25th. And we also have a San Antonio in-person meetup, and that's Tuesday, September 28th. We've also got road trips. This is where we go out to a property and see what's what and hear from a vendor and a mentor. And so if you are interested in those and you're already a member, we have one in Houston on the 18th. We've got a multifamily educational road trip in North Texas, the 24th. And we have an indoor single-family educational road trip, and this one's in person and online, and that's also Saturday, the 25th. And look, I'll just end it with this, Al. September starts the busy season for most people, right? We are all busy in September, but don't let that stop you from learning how to retire yourself from corporate America. There are multiple dates this month to start your real estate journey, so don't put it off.
Wow, that is a lot of information to unpack, Lee, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to unpack that information. I'm going to talk about some of these great things that you brought to our attention, and then I'm going to get into what stewardship really means. Stick around.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. See, I told you Lee was a recovering attorney, and he's still recovering. You could tell by his word count. Yeah, he had a lot of words last segment. And the reason he had a lot of words, he really had a lot of information to put out to you. But let me just kind of break down some of the things that he said. He was talking about different types of events. Some events are available to non-members. Some events are available only to members. And then when you become a member, there are different membership levels within Lifestyles Unlimited. That's just the way the organization is organized. And it's based on the needs of the membership. Everything that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is focused on helping our members achieve retirement in the next 5 years. Yeah, and that's not a pipe dream. That's the real deal. Trust me, it's the real deal. So what Lee was trying to impart on you is the fact that there are literally 20 different events still planned for the rest of the month, and we're only halfway through the month. So what you should take away from that is that we have plenty of educational content for you to help you achieve the results you're trying to achieve. And we do this in many forms. Now, the most important event for you to attend, if you are not a member, is either a free workshop where we will lay down the foundation of our map for you. Yeah, it's easy to attend a free workshop. We make those available through the online modality of our organization. So, you know, you can be anywhere and you can attend one of our free workshops. Now, these, it's not a, you know, dial in and watch a video recording. No, they're live. They're interactive. Yeah. I mean, they're really good information. So if you want to check out a free workshop, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. The other way you can attend an event and not be a member is to have a member invite you to our case study event. Now, case study is different than our free workshop because in our case study event, it's the only event that we offer at Lifestyles Unlimited where we allow non-members to attend. And the reason we do that is so that you can see our members in action. Case study is an event where our members give back to the organization. In other words, somebody who has had success following the map makes a decision that they want to share their results with everybody else. It's part of how we learn from each other. So they will present a case study. And it's not a painful event. It's not like, you know, having to present a thesis statement or something like that. No, no, because you're surrounded by successful, like-minded individuals and people that are on their way to retirement. And they all want to hear what you have to say because the information that you share helps to reinforce everything that they're doing. And it also gives you some quality feedback knowing that you're on track. It's a really cool event. At every case study that we offer, we always have two single family approaches. In other words, we bring up members that are focused on the single family space so that you can see all the things that we talk about in play. And then we'll bring up a member that's working on a multifamily deal, and they will take you through the entire project. One over the world to include all the financials. By the way, the single family guys, they show you the financials too, because that's how we learn. You have to understand that by investing correctly, you need to be looking at rates of return. You need to be measuring those rates of return, because when you measure those rates of return, you start to understand whether or not your investment is on track or if it's off track. And this gets me right to the conversation that we're going to have today, which is a discussion of stewardship. Now, Lee understands stewardship. I mean, that's one of those things I think they beat in your head when you go to law school, the concept of stewardship. So what is stewardship? Who is this steward guy and why do we care about his ship? I know, terrible joke, but I had to make it because that's just who I am. Merriam-Webster defines stewardship as the office, duties, and obligations of a steward. Not with a T, with a D, steward. Okay, so you're probably wondering, okay, so what does steward mean? What does that mean? Okay, so steward, by definition, is one employed in a large household or estate. Oh, wait a minute. Large household or estate? Wait a minute. Are we talking about our own households? I mean, I don't live in a large household. I definitely don't really have what I would consider an estate, especially when I watch, you know, the TV shows that show all the people with the incredible wealth. I don't have those things, but maybe this is talking to me and it's talking to you too. So let's get back to the definition. One employed in a large household or estate to manage domestic concerns. Yeah, domestic concerns. In other words, and then they give you what domestic concerns maybe you're managing. Well, let's see. Such as the supervision of servants. Okay, in a household, you could, I mean, you know, we've all watched, what's the PBS show, Downton Abbey? Yeah, you know, so we've seen how this household estate thing is supposed to work, right? They have servants. Okay, well, I don't have any servants. I really don't. But I do hire people to perform work for me on the things that benefit my household. Okay, so maybe there's a correlation there. What's the next thing? Collection of rents. Oh, collection of rents? Well, that is talking directly to real estate. What else is there? And the keeping of accounts. The keeping of accounts. So basically, a steward is somebody who effectively manages an estate. And you have an estate. You do. You have an estate. Now, it may not be the estate that you want to have, but you have an estate. You do. You supervise servants in your collective. Yeah, maybe they're called your kids, right? Okay, we got to start somewhere, right? You supervise a collection of rents. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe you don't own any real estate, so you're not really collecting any rents. You're probably just putting that money into that 401k, which is not collecting you any rents. So technically, you're not a steward. Oh, wait a minute. That 401k manager, that financial planner guy, maybe he's collecting rents from you because you're paying into him. So you have pushed your stewardship of your house somewhere else. Now, the keeping of accounts, I'm sure you do that. Everybody has to do that. You have to have a budget, right? You have to know what's coming into your household and what's going out of your household. I mean, that's just the way we do business. But I will tell you this. Most of us in this country don't even understand the concept of stewardship. Even if we have other people perform it on our behalf. We come back from the break, we're going to drill into this, and we're going to get to the bottom line of what's important. Stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate: cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Stewardship, the careful and responsible management of something entrusted to one's care. Yeah, that can apply to just about everything, right? I mean, think about it. Anything that is trusted to your care, you have a responsibility to provide the same level, if not a higher level, of care for it, and to return it to the owning entity in as good, if not better, condition than when you received it. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what it boils down to. In Lifestyles Unlimited, one of the concepts that we embrace is the concept of the family office. You, too, need to embrace the concept of the family office. I'm serious. And you might be sitting there listening to my voice thinking, dude, I live in an apartment. I drive a beater car. I'm married. I've got a couple of kids that I do my best to, you know, keep them clothed and keep them fed. How does this apply to me? Well, very well, actually. The fact that you said you're doing what you need to do to take care of your family is in essence the definition of stewardship. You could give up on your family. You could say, hey, you know what? Life's just too tough for me. I can't go on. You guys handle it on your own. But you didn't do that. That is stewardship. And that's important. And that's what I look for when I invest with other members of Lifestyles Unlimited. Because I invest two different ways. I invest into single family properties that I self-manage. And as a result of that, I employ stewardship to my residents in those properties. And I employ stewardship back to my family, because by taking care of those properties and doing everything that I'm supposed to do in accordance with my business model, which, by the way, I learned from Lifestyles Unlimited, everything is good to go. Now, the other way I invest is I give my hard-earned money to other Lifestyles Unlimited members that I believe are excellent stewards of other people's money. In other words, when I invest with somebody, I want to make sure that they are well-rounded, that they're well-grounded, that they understand that if I hand them a big pile of money, they need to take due care and manage it correctly. So in the apartment world of Lifestyles Unlimited, first of all, I need to be very clear and let you know that Lifestyles Unlimited does not buy apartments for anybody. Lifestyles Unlimited does not go out and seek out apartment communities and make those assets available to its members. We think that's an improper relationship. We won't do it. What we do, however, do is we educate our members on how to do this correctly. We provide an environment in which they can follow the letter of the law and still make great investing decisions and choices. So our members will go out, they will acquire an asset, and they will make that asset available for a guy like me to come alongside them to invest my money with them. And together, we will obtain the returns that we're looking for. And you're thinking, okay, those are a lot of words, man. What does it really mean? Okay, I think the best way to sum up this stewardship discussion is, it's just a region email that I got this morning. Yeah, this thing came in this morning, and it came from one of the lead investors that I'm a partner with. Almost 4 years ago, I invested into a 212-unit apartment community in Dallas, Texas. It was the second, no, wait a minute, it was the third apartment community that Tina and I invested in. And the game plan back then was to own and operate that property for 5 years. And then based on the game plan, that property should double our money in a five-year period. Yeah, that was the game plan going forward. So the way we looked at it was, this is a good deal. This fits our investing criteria. So we gave our money to the lead investor. And the lead investor did great things with it. And here's the email that came back. Dear blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to tell you who the lead investor is because I'm not promoting anybody. I'm not going to tell you what the name of the apartments are because I don't need people going to those apartments. Trust me, there are people that do stuff like that. I don't want the residents of the apartment bothered. Let me give you the salient facts. Effective last night, we're under contract to sell this 212-unit apartment community. Now, the thing was built in 1972, and we got a pretty good price for it. As a matter of fact, it's the best price that was offered to something that was considered a 1970s vintage asset in the community where it exists, because you don't just move apartment communities around. The buyer offered $1 million hard. Okay, so you're going, what does that mean? Okay, so essentially what that means is the buyer thinks so strongly that they will perform on this deal, they're willing to put $1 million on the table. And if they don't perform, if they don't do what they say they're going to do in the time period that we've agreed that they have in order to do all of the feasibility they need to do, and they walk away, that $1 million is left on the table for us as the investors. Now, I'm not interested in the $1 million. I'm interested in the big return that this property is going to provide to us. So the property, I'm not going to tell you the price. I'm just going to tell you it was pretty high. And I'm just going to get you to the end result. So the end result is this. We have owned ownership in that property for just slightly over 4 years. Now, remember, I told you the game plan was double our money in a five-year window. Okay, so this is what's going to happen. We're not going to double our money in a five-year window. What we're going to receive is approximately 87% capital gain. In other words, 87% returns, total returns to us over a slightly four and a quarter year period. That to me is the same result as doubling my money in 5 years. And the reason this is happening is because the lead investor took ownership of this project. He took stewardship of this project. This project was on the forefront of what he was doing, and he made sure that he obtained the results that he promised to me and the other passive investors in this deal. Oh, and you're probably wondering, okay, so why did you guys not wait and like get the doubling effect in 5 years? Because we, as the passive investors in the deal, came together in an annual meeting and we said, you know what? This might be a really good time to sell. And we were right. So we put the property on the market and we're getting the returns that we want. We don't need to hold this asset for another year just to double our money. We're coming close enough in 4.5 years that actually we're on track to do better than if we just held it for another year. Now, this is what it does for us. It gives me all of my capital back that I invested in the deal. So let's just say, I'm not going to tell you how much I put into the deal because it really doesn't matter, but I'll just use simple numbers like $100,000. If I had put $100,000 into the deal, essentially what happens is I get my $100,000 back. And then I get an additional $87,000 in profit. Yeah, that's how it works. So now I'm looking at $187,000 that I've got to redeploy. I need to go out and find some more stewards. Yeah, that's the way this works. We come back from the break, more on stewardship.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So Merriam-Webster tells me a lot of good things. They actually do. They made a statement here about good stewardship that I'm going to share with you because it gives you a historical perspective. Well, let me just read it to you, and you make up your own mind. When stewardship first appeared in English during the Middle Ages, it functioned as a job description, denoting the office of a steward or manager of a large household. Okay, we kind of covered that earlier in the show, right? Over the centuries, its range of reference spread to the oversight of law courts. Okay, this is becoming a pretty powerful thing. Employee unions, oversight of employee unions, which, to be honest with you, could use it sometimes. Oversee college dining halls, Masonic lodges, and other organizations. So over time, this concept of stewardship has evolved, and more entities have embraced it. More and more entities see the benefit of what stewardship is. Essentially, stewardship is the careful and responsible management of something. Yeah, that's really what it boils down to. In the context that we use it in Lifestyles Unlimited, is we like to focus on the family office or the home office. When you focus all of your attention on what is truly important to you, and you make sure that everything is organized correctly, everything is doing what it's supposed to do, and if something goes off the rails, you are right there to remedy it. That, to me, is good stewardship. That's exactly what good stewardship is. And I think good stewardship also extends beyond the family office. I think good stewardship applies to all of the residents who live in the homes and the apartments that I own. I think good stewardship applies there too, because I have a responsibility to everybody who enters into a lease agreement with me to provide them clean, functional workforce housing. And I strive to provide them the best product at the best price, which ironically attracts the best people to my properties. The result of doing those things is that I'm able to provide something to somebody who desires it. And because I've got a really nice property on the market, I don't have a problem finding well-qualified people to rent those units or those homes. I don't. Because as a renter myself, yes, I am currently renting where I live because I sold my house. It closed escrow over a month ago. I have a replacement property dialed in. The appraisal was done yesterday, hoping to get the appraisal back this week. Keep your fingers crossed. We don't want another train wreck like what happened with the previous property. And then when we close escrow on that property, I'll be back into being a homeowner. But right now, I'm a resident. I am living an actually cool existence because as a resident, I get this unique opportunity to gauge the stewardship of the person renting this property to me. And although there have been some hiccups, especially when we moved in, there were some problems with the property. Because the property itself, let's be fair, the property itself is really more of a like an Airbnb thing. I mean, as a matter of fact, that's how we found it. Because we were looking for corporate lodging and we couldn't find any because there's so many people moving to the area where we live. All available housing is basically just being consumed. So we searched everywhere we could. We found this property. Now, I'll be honest with you. I think I'm paying a lot more for this property than it's really worth. But because I didn't want to live on the street, I wanted to be a good steward of my family, I went ahead and secured this property. So this is where we're living. And when we moved in, because it's more like an Airbnb, you know, people like come here for a week, they hang out. It's really more a place to sleep and party and things like that. So I think that's pretty much how the property was being operated. Well, the drawback is during the pandemic, I'm pretty sure this property wasn't really being occupied a lot. Now, I'm sure the guy that owns it, he was getting business, and I hope he was. I don't wish any ill will on anybody. But I think one of the reasons that they took our offer to stay here for, I don't know, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, wherever we're locked in for, was an opportunity for them to get some stable cash flow. But what they didn't realize was that they were having somebody that moved in that had an expectation that everything functioned correctly in this property. And there was the problem. Because when I moved in, even though they didn't do a walkthrough with me, which I thought was kind of interesting, I did my own walkthrough. And I came up with about a dozen things that were problematic in this property. Probably things that were never reported because most people are like, hey, you show up on a Sunday, you go hit all the amusement parks, you go do all the river walk stuff, you do all the things touristy people do, and then you pack up all your stuff and you leave on Friday and you go home or Saturday or whatever day it is. Okay. So now you've got somebody occupying the property for more than 30 days who kind of understands all the laws and regulations with regards to housing. And there were some problems here. The first thing that was wrong was the dishwasher didn't work at all. Now, they notified me just before I moved in there was a problem with the dishwasher. Okay, so I get that. You're telling me that there's a problem. Okay, I'm cool with that. I'll work with you on that. But then the washing machine didn't work. And we had a problem with the air conditioner. And then we had problems with different lights in the property not turning off at all, or automatic fans staying all the time, or lights that were burned out. The ongoing maintenance upkeep of this property was not being managed. Or if it was being managed, it was being ignored. Well, all of a sudden you get a guy like me that moves in who's paying a good price. Well, okay, I'm overpaying for this place. Let's just be clear. But I need a place to live. And in the short term, it made financial sense for me. But when I moved in, I expected, if I'm going to pay you all this money, I expect everything to be working. And the individual that owns this property had a property manager managing stuff. And I was getting nowhere with her until I found out that they actually sub out all of their repairs to a larger entity. I don't want to get into the fundamentals of how this thing's all organized. But anyhow, I knew that the guy that was supposed to do the maintenance work on this property was working on the property right next door, because the property right next door is actually like the clubhouse, and I can see him from my kitchen window. And as I'm doing dishes by hand day after day, and I see him working on pool equipment and not working on my problems, I got a little upset. So I just had enough, and I went over and I talked to that manager, and, you know, she explained to me the relationship between the owner of the property where I'm at and the overall complex, and they have a business relationship together. And I just said, look, I don't care what all of this stuff is. I do expect that you fix all of these problems. And I expect you get these done in a relatively short period of time. And of course, I got the pushback of, well, you know, there's supply issues and there's these issues. And I said, okay, stop right there. I don't buy any of that. Because first of all, if your supplier is telling you they can't give you something, then you've got the wrong supplier. Second of all, you can go to the big box stores and I can see dishwashers that you would buy and put in here. I see that price point. And why don't you just local purchase and put the darn thing in? And if you don't get these things done, I will contact the owner and tell him how displeased I am. And because it's an Airbnb thing, he doesn't want a bad review. I'm not the kind of guy that would give him a bad review. And I didn't want him to be bothered with it because I wanted his maintenance people that he was paying for to take care of stuff. And there's the breakdown in the stewardship right there. He subjugated the stewardship of the properties to his property manager, and his property manager probably does not have the same level of stewardship that maybe he has. Or if they share the same level of stewardship, it's not good. And I wanted what I wanted. I wanted to pay for a property that was in good working order. Well, after I stirred up the hornet's nest, everything got fixed. It all got fixed, and I'm happy again. But my point here is this. Stewardship starts with you. You need to understand the fundamentals of stewardship. You need to understand that nobody else other than you cares about what happens to your family. And when you get that deeply imprinted in your mind, everything else will follow along much easier. When it comes to retirement, we can help you get that done. The thing that you're doing now, subjugating your stewardship of all your funds to some entity called a 401k or an IRA or wherever you have your money, you need to start thinking about getting back in control. And that's what stewards do. They control effectively. If you want to find out how we do this, like I said, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Get signed up. Let us help you.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.